So we see card descend of a VOA in the belly.
Amathono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela ku Studio 7 ngesonto mhla ka 14 kuNkwenkwezi 2023 ngoGibbs Dube. Endabeni zethu namhlanje. Namhla lusuku lwabo mama ole Mother's Day. Ulthakazelelwa emhlabeni wonke jikelele.
Ngananzela ukuthi nxa sisiya kunyembe mhlawumbe sokusiwa lokuthi lapho siya khona ekhethweni sokungani sokule politics phakathi ukuthi abantu kumele impilo zabantu zibe nzima kakhulu.
Kulabantu abathi ukukhuphuka kwempahla amahlayana eZimbabwe kubangelwa ngezombusazwe.
Ukukhwela kwezinto abantu abazisebenzisa imihla ngemihla kuveza kahle kamhlophe ukuthi ezomnotho kazimanga kahle elizweni lanxa uhulumende ekhuluma kuso sonke isikhathi esithi izinto zime kahle.
Kodwa abanye bathi idola selingumqhuba. Abadabuka eZimbabwe balungiselela ukwenza umhlangano omkhulu labamele ingonyama yakwaZulu. Salathulela zamasiko ezabatsha ezokholo lesiKristu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizosizwa kulo msakazo. Namhla lusuku oluqakathekileyo lwabomama ole Mother's Day oluthakazelelwa emhlabeni wonke jikelele. Sixoxe labantu endaweni ezijeneyo ngosuku lolu.
Mina nginguPriscilla Ndlovu, umamtunga ohlala eWashington State eAmerica. Ngiyalibingelela lonke bomama ngelanga lalamhlanje lithakazelelwa omama bonke, omama abadala umhlaba, omama abaletha ulwazi emhlabeni. Omama abagcinayo sonke nje isizwe ukuze sithuthuke umama kumele abe khona phakathi. Ngiyabonga bomama, omama balothando, ingathi lapho likhona lamhlanje lingathakazelela ilanga lenu. Likhumbula ukuthi konke okuhle kuvela kumlimo kodwa okukakathekileyo kakhulu umlimo wasidala ukuthi siwe ngomama siphakamise isizwe. Happy Mother's Day kumama wami uMandlovu ohlala eMagwegwe North. Ubelela ngelihle mama, yimi nginje ngenye wezimbili kumbe senza lokho engikwenzayo kuyona le indawo. Ngiyawuthanda kakhulu mama, ngiyawuthanda kakhulu Mandlo, ubelela ngelihle mngani wami.
Ngizela ngokhetho Ndlovu, ngisekhezitho namhlanje ngibanga le-Happy Mother's Day. Ngithi Happy Mother's Day kuvelele Ndlovu, iNdlovukazi. Ngiyakuthanda kakhulu, ongezele okukhulu kakhulu, angeke ngixwayisele ukuthi ngikuqalise. Ungifundisile ngaba umama engiyaye namhlanje. Ngiyakhala kuye nxa kunzima. She's a shoulder to be on. Vele ukho konke ibhizinisi, ngivulele ibhizinisi after ngiqeda form 6 wangivulela ibhizinisi yokuthi ngithengisa amabhedi. Unfortunately it failed but kazange ngigive up on me. So ngiyamthanda kakhulu, kuningi kakhulu akwenzile empilweni yami.
Igama uTimothy Mncube, uPresident weZimbabwe African National Congress. Bese ngithi leli lilanga elihle kakhulu for bonke omama basemhlabeni, omama eZimbabwe. Sithi omama kabaphathwe kahle emhlabeni jikelele, omama kabahlonishwe, omama bazimbokodo, omama baluthando, omama kamabavikeleke kuzo zonke izinto ezingalunganga. Siyabathanda omama, sohlala sibathanda. Zimbokodo, siselebrate ilanga leni namhlanje, masibonge.
Laba ngabanye abantu esixoxe labo endaweni ezijeneyo zalethulela okuningi namhla ngosuku lolu. Bayakhala abantu abaningi ngokukhuphuka mahlayana kwentengo yempahla eZimbabwe. Abacungula ezomnotho bathi lokhu kubangwa yikugugudeka kwedola leZimbabwe. Kodwa kulabanye abathi kubangelwa ngezombusazwe. Sixoxe ngodaba lolu losomabhizimusi uMnumzana Angliston Sibanda.
Ye sibona izinto ziqhubeka zikhuphuka eZimbabwe. Okunye kokunengi kubangelwa kakhulu yikuthela kwamandla kwemali eZimbabwe, iRTGS kumbe ethiwa ngama bond notes. emkambo omnyama ethiwa iblack market. So abantu bonke sebejikile sebesebenzisa imali zakwamanye amazwe ikakhulu idola lemelika. Kanti njalo bese kusiba khona nje lomkhuhlane okhona eZimbabwe ukuthi osomabhizinisi bayathanda into ethiwa iprofiteering ukuthi sebe sifuna ukuthi senze iprofit enengi nje kakhulu bese kuloke kukhuphulwa intengo kwesikhathi udinga uswele ukuthi kanti ukudla into lezi zakhuphuka nge-US dollar kuhamba njani lona i-US dollar lingawanga i-value yalo kwi-international market.
Ye, okunye ke baba Sibanda ungathini ngakhonoko?
So kubangelwa njalo okunye futhi ngingananzela ukuthi nxa sisiya okunye mbe mhlawumbe sokusiwa lokuthini lapho esiya khona ekhethweni sokungani sokule politics phakathi ukuthi abantu kumele impilo zabantu zibe nzima kakhulu. Akuzisiseki ukuthi kwenziwa yini ukuthi intengo zikhuphuke. Impilo iqhubeka isiba nzima kakhulu ikakhulu kubantu makhaza. Ikakhulu abantu abasebenzela uhulumende abahola imali yabo encane kakhulu enye yakhona ingama RTGS ivele ingathengi lutho. Sikhuluma ngabantu abanje ngama teacher abathi nxa beholile nje imali yabo ivele isiphelele emoyeni ngoba izinto zikhuphuke kakhulu intengo yazo okungazuseki ukuthi yindaba. Kodwa ngicabanga ukuthi mina kwenziwa ukuthi sesisiya ekhethweni, so nxa kuyiwa ekhethweni kuba khona ama maneuvers amaningi, kanti njalo kube siba khona labantu abosomabhizinisi abanye nje abangalazwelo abafuna ukuthi bona banothe kakhulu wahuquluze okungabe kukhona banothe ngesikhathi esincane. So yiluhluphe silalo, kodwa ekugcineni kwakho konke abantu makhaza, the ordinary people, yibo abasuka bahlupheke kakhulu. Imali ebazitholayo zingaseneli kuthi la vele iningi labantu angithi vele kalisebenzi. So bese kusiphisisenza impilo yabantu ibenzima kakhulu kwele Zimbabwe, kuba nzima kakhulu ukuphila. Uthola ukuthi kuba nzima ukuthi abantu bebenze nje izinto zihlangane, ungahlanganisa la school fees lento ezinjalo. Impilo yabantu ibanzima, sidinga sweleke ukuthi kanti kwenziwa kuyini. Uhulumende kumele anelise ukuthi athi rein in on abantu osomabhizinisi abakhweza intengo kungalasizathu.
Lo ngumnumzana Angiston Sibanda, usomabhizinisi wakwaBulawayo. Siphindeza xoxa ngodaba lolu lo mnumzana efoti Ncube ubona ngenswelo zikaZulu.
Ukukhwela kwezinto abantu abazisebenzisa imihla ngemihla kuveza kahle kamhlophe ukuthi ezomnotho kazimanga kahle elizweni. Lanxa uhulumende ekhuluma kuso sonke isikhathi sithi izinto zime kahle, kunenge okubanga ukuthi izinto zingami kahle. Okokuqala nje ukusilela kwemali yangaphandle okwenza osomabhizinisi bagcine besiyayithenga emkambo omnyama badlulisele ukudula kwayo ebantwini sekuyintengo ephezulu. Okwesibili ukuthi i-industry yethu silokhu ingasebenzi ngendlela efaneleyo, ngakho siyathenga izinto eziningi ngaphandle zize elizweni zifike ziqathaniswe lalokho okukhona zibe sezisiya phezulu ngoba imali yethu ingasebenzi ngendlela efaneleyo, kanti imali yangaphandle iyadula.
Baba Ncube, ubona ngazani kukhona okunye na okubangela ukukhuphuka mahlayana kwentengo yempahla?
Imali yeZimbabwe silokhu iphelelwa ngamandla, iyehla emandleni kayiyindawo. Okwesithathu, ezepolitiki abantu kabazithembi siya kwi-election ukwenza baqaliswe ukukhweza izinto bengakwazi ukuthi kuza kwenzakani ngemva kokhetho luzazala nokhetho lweZimbabwe. Ngakho-ke zonke lezi zinto ziyancedisana ukuthi kuye phezulu okuthengiswayo ngentengo. Ngakho-ke kuyadingeka ukuthi uhulumende akulungise konke lokho, hhayi ukuthi abekhuluma kuphela.
Umnumzana efoti Ncube ubona ngenswelo zikaZulu, sixoxe laye ekoBulawayo. Yesi ngakangeni kusigaba esilandelayo sikhangela ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Abezindaba abeReuters babika ukuba iqhubekela phambili impi yomvukela kweSudan kusokubulewa abantu abaningi okumangalisayo. Abalwayo bazama ukukhumisana umlotha. Abezindaba abe-Associated Press babika ukuba imibiko yemfihlo eyayithulwa libutho lakwelemelika ngudlu iveza ukuba uhulumende wakwele Ukraine wayefisa ukuhlasela phakathi kwele Russia. Okwamanje amazwe la alwisana kwele Ukraine kuphela. Sokuyisikhathi sezamasiko.
Uthelelo masiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke namhla sixoxa lomnumzana Buso Ngwenya, ingcwethi kwezamasiko esintu. Ye, siyakwazi ukuthi kwamanje udlelana lenkosi uBulelani Lobhengula, wakhethwa umndeni wakokhumalo uba yinkosi yesizwe sikamthwakazi. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo, baba Ngwenya, kunjani baba? Ye, akusitshele ngokuthi kwenzakalani kulezi nsuku kulangapho kwele South Africa.
Saba nohlelo olwaqala ngokuxoxisana nobaba uNgema oyinkosi yasemangadini ukuthi abantu bakithi mhlambe nxa kungaba losizo olungenziwa sinsi uyabona ukuthi isikhathi sabo esibekelwe lapha eSouth Africa ungathi sesiya emaphetheleni. Yikho-ke saxoxisana naye ubaba uNgema kwaze kwaholela ekutheni kube lesivumelwano sokuthi abantu beze khona le mangadini inkosi izobabona ukuthi sikhuluma ngabantu abanjani abangakanani. Ekuhambeni kwethu-ke kwasokusiba le nhlangano zepolitiki esathola ukuthi lazo zithi ziyafisa ukusizana lathi, njengoba liyabona laphana sekuze kwavela ne-AP F laphana kuyona ethiyona layo izokwenza imizamo, njengoba sebeke baxoxa lo baba onguminister of home affairs uDr Aaron Motsoaledi.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu, kodwa ubona ngizani ukuthi asebenza yini, njengoba sizwa kuthiwa-ke kulabanye abezomba ngazo sebengenela khonapho, kumele kwenziweni khonapho.
Kubukeka futhi ukuthi akuzange kube i-AP F yodwa, le nhlangano zepolitiki zangapha kwelakithi omthakazi lazo zazikhona, esagcina sesibona ukuthi hayi loba laluqale yithu ludaba, kodwa-ke asivumeni ukuthi okwamanje njengoba sebevela lapho osopolitiki sisebenze njengeforum kumbe ama-stakeholders. Yikho-ke besiloko sincedisana sibonisana ukuthi singenza kanjani, ngoba si-ofisi lenkosi akekho umuntu ongamukelwayo. Yikho besakhetha ukuthi njengoba sebekhona labo kusetshenzwe ndawonye.
Hayi-ke gqiba khonapho kwabangweni.
Engingakutsho nje ukuthi bakithi abantu aba-understand ukuthi sisazama, akukabi le nto ebambekayo etheni. Kwaba nje le ndlela ikakhulu ubabuhlengwa njengoba wayehambile yokuchazeka kwezinye izinto abanye abantu babengazi-understand ukuthi amalungelo akhona asemthethweni kanjani. Njengakho khona lokho ukuthi abantwana laba abazalelwe lapha banalo ilungelo lokuthi xa sebefikise i-16 years behambe bayo-aplayela ama-ID. Yikho-ke abantu abaningi ababengaku-understand ukuthi kumele kwenziwe kanjani. Njalo-ke ohlengwa babuye futhi bakuqinisekisa ukuthi abantu abanga-understandiyo labo bazozama ukuthi bebe le committee labo ezosebenza lisondele eduze ne-Home Affairs Office ukuze abantu bechazeleke kahle, basizakale labo bafuna ukuthola lolo sizo.
Siyabonga kakhulu baba Ngwenya, ungadini lokusasa kusigaba samasiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke. Namhla besixoxa lomnumzana Mbuso Ngwenya, ingcwethi kwezamasiko esintu. Ngilethemba lokuthi siyahlangana singabaphilileyo njalo ngeviki ezayo. Kusenjalo abadabuka eZimbabwe balungiselela ukwenza umhlangano omkhulu labamele ingonyama yakwaZulu. Sixoxe ngodaba lolu lomnumzana Bonman Khumalo, isikhulumeli sikaBulelani Lobhengula, wakhethwa umndeni wakokhumalo ukuba yinkosi yesizwe sikamthwakazi.
Sesibiziwe njalo kongema edanato ngo-4 June, mhla ka-4 June siyacelwa yokongema edanato. Okwamanje uthi uNgema kuza abantwana bendlunkulu yakwaZulu ukuthi bazelalela izikhalo zethu. Yikho bantu bakithi siyalinxusa ukuthi akungabi khona osalayo, siyeni sonke ngobuningi bethu siyekwethula izikhalo zethu kubantwana bendlunkulu yakwaZulu, bathe kungcono beze bazezizwela bona mathupha. Siyathanda lokutsho bakwethu ukuthi ngemva kwensukanyana nje kudlula u-4 kuzaba lehlekana elizahamba esigodlweni kwaZulu liye khonza esilweni. Lokho kusho ukuthi kuzafuneka ukuthi kube lezifuyo ezithile esizihambisayo, kanti mhla osuku mhla ka-4 lakhona kuyafanele ukuthi kube khona inkomo ezithile ezizazihlaba ukuze sidle. Kasifuni kube khona umuntu ozahambe engadlanga njengalokho kwenzakala mhla ka-19 March.
Yes, awuzwa kakhulu-ke baba Khumalo. Abafisa ukuthi bangene kukhonokho kumele bakuphathe njani?
Into ebalulekileyo bantu bakithi ukuthi asibhadale nama-R150 ku-akhawunti yethu le yaCapitec ekaMrs. Zanele Alfred u-1-666-844-320 bese sithumeza ubufakazi bokuthi sesibhadele kuma-numbers la esiwafakayo kuflyer ukuze sirekhode. Kodwa kubalulekile ukuthi sonke sibe khona. Mina ngicabanga ukuthi lokho bakwethu kufana lokubhala esibhakabhakeni ukuthi sesikhona thina simthwakazi isizwe sikamzilikazi kamashobane esilelungele ukuphila lapha eSouth Africa nokuphila lekhaya. Akungabi khona uthandabuzayo ngokubunengi bethu akube yilowo mbhalo okhulumayo ukuthi nansi isizwe sikamzilikazi silelungele ukuphila singacindezelwa muntu silelungele ukuphila emazweni omabili ngenkululeko singahlukunyezwa muntu. Yikho bantu bakithi siyanxusa ke ukuthi lalabo bakithi aba overseas abangeke benelisi ukuba khona siyacela ukuthi lisize lincedise lifake lana iminikelo yenu ukuze lolu hlelo lube yimpumelelo. Asibonge mahlaba ezulu. Into esizayenza ngisiya ngamanani ethu sizalungisa izimota siyalungisa amabhasi sikhangela amabhasi angu-20 azathatha abantu ngendawo ngendawo zabo. Okwamanje bakuthi siyaqinisa ukuthi akube asibeni sesibhadele kufika u-1 June ukuze sikwazi ukuplana ngoba ukuthi umuntu eze mhla osuke ephethe imali kasimthengelanga kudla kasimorganizelanga transport sizaba le cut off date ka-1 wabo usubhadele phangisa ubhadale ukuze sikwazi ukuplana kahle sifuna into le ihambe kahle ibone ukuthi ngabantu abale order hayi ukuthi bese kusiba nje abantu bahambe bengadlanga akusiphathi kahle lokho. So asibhadaleni masinyazana ukuze sikwazi ukuplana. Asibonge, siyabonga kakhulu umthwakazi omhle, siyabonga kakhulu asihlangane khona eDanato mhla ka-4 June.
Lo ngumnumzala Bonman Khumalo isikhulumele sikabulelani lobhe ngula wakhethwa umdeni wakuKhumalo uba yinkosi yesizwe sikamthwakazi.
Ngiyalamukela kuhlelo vuselela umoya igama ngotungamili nkomo. Lamhlanje silomfundisi Thandeko Sintimkandla. Usiphatheleni mfundisi.
Siyabingelelana zihlobo zenkosi ezithandekileyo. Ilizwi lethu kela namhlanje siyalithola etestamenteni elitsha ngokuloba ubukaJohane isahluko sesine indima yesikhombisa uJohane 4:7 kufundeka kanje. Owesifazane waseSamaria weza ezokukha amanzi. UJesu wathi kuye ngiphuzise. Siphinde njalo. Owesifazane waseSamaria weza ezokukha amanzi. UJesu wathi kuye ngiphuzise. Mhlawumbe ngesiNdebele singathi uJesu wathi kuye ake unginathise amanzi. Into yokuqala lapha abaziyo labafundi iBhayibheli belicubungula bayakwazi ukuthi amaJuda lamaSamaria babengahambelani. Kwakungathi nje kuyahlola kuyazila asiyonto nje elula ukuthi umJuda lomSamaria bahlangane baxoxisane ingabe bakhuluma ngani. Kodwa nansi into ehlanganisa umJuda uJesu lomama waseSamaria ngamanzi. UJesu uthi akwe unginathise kulo umama owayezokukha amanzi. Amanzi siyakwazi ukuthi ayimpilo. Ngenye indlela izinto ezisekela ukuphila kwethu kazikhethi ukuthi ungubani unjani. Akukhathalekile ukuthi uyisinothi ungumyanga ufundile kawufundanga. Abantu bakucabangela ukuthi ungumuntu onjani. Ungaba yikho ungabi yikho lokho kodwa ke amanzi ayimpilo. Lokhu kukhomba ukuthi bonke abantu abadalwa nguNkulunkulu kumele basizane ukwenzela ukuthi impilo abayiphilayo lapha emhlabeni ibe yimpilo ezabalethela okuhle kuphela. Amanzi la uJesu ayewatsho esemthonjeni wayekwazi ukubana womile. Umama lwaseSamaria laye usemthonjeni kumbuse esikotshweni ngwe ungaphi uzodinga amanzi ngenye indlela wayezodinga ukuthi emzini wakhe uphile kahle. UJesu ekwazi lokuthi amaSamariya lamaJuda kabahambelani, kazanga thandabuze uthi kuye, ake unginathise amanzi ngomile, ngihambile umango sengifisa ukuthola into engasiza umphefumulo wami. Bangaka abantu ababuya kithi becela ukubana sibasize, thina siqalise ukubabandlulula lanxabe izidalwa zikaNkulunkulu. Sihlole ukubana lo uvela le, singazake simsize ukuthi impilo yakhe ibe ngcono. Sibuyele eze sibale le mbali ukuthi embalini vela uzange kwenzakale into enjalo. Kanti-ke siyabe singalandeli indlela yokuthi lowo muntu udinga uncedo kithi, uthi ake unginathise, ake ungisize. Kungakhathalekile ukuthi mina ngumJuda nomSamariya, amanzi izinto ezisinika ukuphila, kazi sihlanganise sazi ubana sabelane ukuthi thina siphile lalabo abadinga uncedo kithi baphile. Kasibasizeni, kasisizaneni, singabandlululani, singakhethani, sithole ukuphila ufana naye. Asikhulekeni baba, sicela usinike inhliziyo yokuzwisisana ukuthi ukuphila kwethu sonke kuyafana naye ebusweni bakho. NgoJesu siyakhuleka, amen.
Lolo bekulohlelo Vuselela Umoya selomfundisi Thandeko Sintimkandla. Asibeni sonke kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo. Lilami uNtungamile Nkomo.
Siyabonga kakhulu uNtungamile Nkomo, ungadinwa kusasa. Wezemidlalo, iqembu leIslanders libe nguthiki lobhanqa 0-0 lele Simbabora emdlalweni weCastle Lakers Premier Soccer League odlalwe namuhla. Nansi impumela yemidlalo efanayo. Ngezi Platinum 1, FC Platinum 0. Triangle United 1, Yata 1. Capes United 0, Wange 0. Kusenjalo uMathodana Horsepower Jabangu ufuna ukuvuselela umncintiswano weHorsepower Offseason Tournament. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Umncintiswano weHorsepower Offseason Tournament tuke waduma kakhulu eminyakeni edluleyo, kodwa usule minyaka embalwa ungasadlalwa, njalo uchaba ngokuthi imizamo yokuvuselela iqale enyakenye.
IHorsepower Offseason Tournament unfortunately nje isilesikhathi ngekho, ngoba izinto zike zatshintsha zaba lama-hardships njani njani. But I hope this time around, especially this year, izaba khona, ngoba last year kube liphutha ngoba ama-ground sanikwa very late. I don't want to lie to you, ngoba bafana bagcwele and abaningi asebedlala kathesi abayazi iHorsepower Tournament. Bese ukuthi ngani kuyenzakala ukuthi nena ngikenzuza ichance. Abafana bengene YCT laphana kungu-December, okudlala khona uMaruwaru ebuye vele France. UMaruwaru wayegadi from machine ebuye ezedlala kuHorsepower. Ngelinye ilanga I remember Wesley Gilbert babuya bevele Harare.
Imidlalo yeHorsepower Offseason Tournament iqaliswe nguChabangu sokusiyaphela iminyaka yama-1990s, njalo ibidlalwa ngabadlali ngesikhathi sekhefu leKhisimusi. Kuthe ngokuhamba kwesikhathi amaqembu adlala kusigaba saphezulu aqala ukuvimbela abadlali ukuba bephatheke kiyo, ngoba kuthiwa abazalimala. UChabangu uthi vele yena injongo yakhe ngeyokupha abadlali abangazakaliyo ithuba lokuba bebonakale.
Kuke kwaba le problem, mina umngani uzilethu Ernest Maphepha wayengumanager ku-Highlanders. I remember ngelinye ilanga eWhite City odezi labothabana omqwayi befuna ukudlala bonke ozenzwe befuna ukudlala u-Ernest ebalisa, but abafana labana bala bathi hheyi ngathi silambile sifuna ukudlala lapha kuHorsepower. Kodwa umthetho lwana sawuzwa, kodwa hhayi siyabe singafuni lathi bona laba abaningi abe-premier. Thina sifuna ukushowcase abanye abangazakaliyo, kodwa ofuna ukuzidlalela kasimalisi.
Ngensuku kuqala umncintiswano lo wawungenwa langabadlali abadlala phetsheya kolwandle bedlala ndawonye labanye abakhulela kuwo emalokitshini abakhulele kuwo. Uqhubekele phambili ulokhu udlalwa ngemva kokuba abadlali abadlala kusigaba se-Premier Soccer League bengasavunyelwa ngamaqembu abo. kodwa bekungasafani ngesikhathi esadlala uChabangu ke wadlalela amaqemba abalisayele Context kweUnited eRodal kanye leMiklis.
Context iyayi ku Division 4. Ikhiwa la ngibuza ukuthi why iteam yami ingazani iyaxegaxega ngathi hayi asila ma players. Ikhiwa lathi vuya la ma players. Yiko ukuthatha kwami uNST uMaphepha, aso uMaphepha uNST ngokulomunye umfana othwa uSimon uMaphepha. Sihlala same area la. NST ngamthatha lo Richard Ndlovu. Ikhiwa lafika lathi ha kanti abantu bakho ingazani balutshwana. Yiko kusuka ngigijima siyengubo yenja siyathatha uTitus Majola, siyathatha uOdala, siyathatha uToastawo. Kwakuseseli cream engubo yenja. Ngathatha ba 5 players. Yiko ukuthi iContext ibe khona.
UChabangu uchiye ukudlala ngemva kokulimala edlalela iqembu leMiklis kusigaba seSouth Zone ngo-1978. Ngemva kwalokho ke nguNompembe waphinda njalo waphatheka ekuqoqeni imidlalo yeSocial Soccer. Ugcine ebumba eyakhe iligi ebulawayo company Social Soccer League. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngobulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Siyabonga kakhulu Njanji. Siqhubekela phambili ngokunanza usuku lwabomama ole Mother's Day.
In change, mama. Ngicabangizinto ezihle ungenzela zonempilweni yami. Happy Mother's Day mama, Happy Mother's Day. Hey, Happy Mother's Day mama, Happy Mother's Day. Hey, wankulisa mama, wankulisa we wangudla. One mother, one coolie, mama. Happy Mother's Day from Jay's Marabini. One time.
Let me dedicate my poetic praise to women. Let me dedicate my poetic praise to Mother of the Universe, Mothers of the Nations. I speak of women. Women. What world could this be without women, daughters, girlfriends and wives? Thus humanity needs one.
Mina ngithanda ukuthi Happy Mother's Day kumama wami ose Zulwini. She's been gone for 2 years, but still I remember her every day. I wish she was here today for me to spoil her. Umabena, umamtungwa, bonkelo, umamomdala, umafuyane. I wish them Happy Mother's Day in heaven. Thank you.
Human beings are inclusive of women and girls. We struggle as one without women. Who should forget? Christ was born of a woman. I remember the Queen of Sheba from Ethiopia. Why not remember Nandi, the mother of Shaka? I remember Queen Zinga from Central Africa. I remember Gamita and the hand of the Tamapane. I remember the Amazons in West Africa. I remember Nyamazara from the Mugara period. Why not remember Adelaide Kessa Hayford? I remember Lucy Gay of the Tibet.
Lapha sizwe unkosikazi Bekezela Phuphe lo mchubuli olodumo uJays Marabini ekhuluma ngosuku lweMother's Day. Lami ngithi Happy Mother's Day to umama wami uMamoyo labo mama bonke emhlabeni wonke jikelele. Siyalethanda lonke. Sesilugqiba ke uhlelo lwethu lwamhlanje. Wolivalelisa umthembo sithembayo uGibbs Dube. Lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.